Nerd Soul.
Yeah, late ill kid at one. Y'all still hold it down, bringing that street geek and nerd soul. Time to hit like, comment, subscribe, and let's go, because Anime-ish Crew is up in here. We gonna have a good time. We are chilling. You best believe that. All right, we up in here giving you the one, the two, and the mic checker. But I'm not by myself, man. We got some cool folks up in here. I'm gonna give it over to the dubious one, Mark Dub. What's up?
Hola, my people. Hola, mi gente.
Ooh.
I like learn like some Spanish. I am now the Latin lover.
It's not
Latin. Mark Dub, part man, half amazing. Spice
of
the Creole, not the Cajun.
Oh, man. And we are also joined by the other half of the dynamic duo from the South. This man has been all around the Southeast, providing comic books and joy to children, one and all. You know what I'm saying? So they can get their literacy on. You know what I'm saying? Because kids got to read. Especially these days. I be hearing y'all behind like 4-5 grade levels. All right? So y'all need to holler at this man. But I give to you. All right? Coop of Blurtish. What's up?
What's up, y'all? Y'all hear me good? Because I hit that button real quick. I didn't even get to test my microphone. But hey, it's Monday. I was like, man. And Mark, you on time? What is going on?
Man, we got Dub in the spot. You know, we're having a good time.
What you talking about, man?
Wait, you early. Because Mark Dub time is the space-time continuum in another dimension, another time that we can't comprehend.
You know, time is relative, so you know what I'm saying? Maybe we was just early. You know what I'm saying? He was actually on time, you know?
Now I say that time is ill-matic, so here we go.
Yup.
And you'll hear this. This time, us talking about, of course, at www.blurtish.com. And of course, we're gonna talk some more anime and anime-ish things, because you know, keyword anime-ish, multiple things to talk about. I saw a lot of anime and stuff right up until this point, till I got on.
Alright, well, I'm gonna start us off this week.
All right.
Because I can't hold it in. I can't hold my peace no more. Alright. We've been betrayed. Alright. We was chilling at the round table. Undead Unluck seemed like everything was all good.
I gotta be honest. I did not see the new episode, but go ahead.
Of course you didn't. All right, look, listen.
That's Coop, the one thing I did see.
What you watch? Coop, just tell us what you
watch.
I don't even want to talk about it no more. You ain't seen it. You know what I'm saying? Just tell me about Mashal. Tell me what he did this week. He did some magic.
See, don't worry about spoiling. For me, I don't get spoiled, man. It's okay. You can talk about it.
I want to talk about it with you. You ain't even seen it. You can't even join it. Mark, have you seen it? Have you seen the new episode?
I've seen the latest. I think I have seen the latest episode.
Gotta know if you did.
Oh, boy.
See, I think you know Coop, Coop is just a delinquent one.
I mean,
as always.
All right, Mark, at the end of the episode, what happened?
Okay, so now you're asking me to recall things.
Oh, and wow.
I do not.
All right, so how
is it
about
because
this?
You didn't see it or because you was elevated?
Oh, man. Like, see, this is, man, you ain't got no other shows like this, y'all. You know what I'm saying? So, Coop.
False start on the plate.
What happened on Mashal, man? Just tell us what happened on Mashal.
First of all, I don't like how you trying to guide me into Mashal. First of all, I really am trying to stall for Mashal just in case Rachel show up.
What else? What you been watching?
With something that just dropped this weekend. I just watched it today. The new Masters of the Universe. Revolution.
So, all right, word.
5 episodes, they're like 30 minutes. It's really like a 2.5-hour movie. And it really does get kind of like, as you know, our non-melanated friends would say, it got really metal at the end of it. So it's like one big metal music video for about, I don't know, 30 minutes straight. But did I enjoy it? I absolutely did. It's You know, shout out to Kevin Smith. He took a lot of flack. I like Kevin Smith, man. I think Kevin Smith be on the point on some things. Not just, you know, I watch his podcast. Shout out to him. Shout out to Mark Menard. You know, he makes good black friends. He at least get words with Tate's. You know, he don't run with no Tim Scott's out here. Sorry, y'all. I had to do that. But, oh, boy, was tripping at an all-time high this weekend. But it's good. Like, you know, the complaints, like.
Is it better than the first season?
I would say this. Well, see, I guess depending on how you split it up. Well, the first one, it was what? Revelation. Now, this is Revolution. So I'll just say as the whole of Revelation. I wouldn't say it's better. I wouldn't even say it's not even about a comparison, because you need both of them. But what I would say what this one is, it's shorter since they kind of did. See, the good thing about Revelation, it did all the world building of introducing you back to He-Man, the difference of magic and technology and all that stuff. So this theme is definitely about, like, you know, technology is, I guess, finding balance between technology and magic. Mm-hmm. And you got Hordak in. First of all, shout out to Keith David. He plays Hordak. You know, I would literally, I think, fight somebody to have his voice. Honestly.
Keith David, keep it real, man.
His voice works for everything. If he want to be heroic, if he want to be evil, it just works.
Also known as Pastor Greenleaf.
Yeah, shout out to my wife. She religiously watched Greenleaf. She was mad. They took Greenleaf off there. I'm like, baby, it's been like 5 years, man. Be lucky he got a show that long. Oprah or not. And it was done well, and it was done by Tyler Perry. Shout out to Keith David for having to avoid that. So, like, you can't last forever on TV, you know? Keith David, man, he said you got to make that money. And shout out to him for popping up in a dope cameo in American Fiction. But, yeah, he's Hordak. This is really the scene stealers, like, you know, the first series, it was more so setting up Teela and Evelyn basically ripping heaven from the sky, Preternia. And, you know, I guess you kind of pick up right where He-Man is in action. It starts out with him as action, and his dad knows, so we no longer have to worry about them pretending to have to hide that secret, which was always the worst kept secret. You know, especially the 80s. We'd be like, he don't know that he's He-Man. But they're like basically jumping into the equivalency of hell, which is Subternia, to like fight for their friends, spirits, Fisto and the black dude. I can't remember his name. I'm sorry.
Did he the brother no wrong.
Man, the brother
he was like, you know, whatever, the black dude.
I mean, Fisto and Blacko.
Oh, all right, now Mark, now see.
I mean, no, it just stands to reason they didn't get very complex with the names.
I mean, I'm not even gonna go there with Fisto because you know the jokes that goes with Fisto. But I guess it's hard not to remember Fisto.
No, what jokes go with Fisto, Coop?
None. I'm gonna say on here.
Yes, please, no Fisto jokes on this one.
Man, I don't even know if you can say Fisto without him being flat. But anyway, Fisto. But anyway, so that was the whole thing, and they kicks, you know, they locked Scareglow. First of all, whoever does the voice of Scareglow, he's awesome too. But long story short, they had to. Hordak had took over Skeletor's mind. He actually hid the truth from him that he was Keldor. He's actually, in this universe, He-Man's uncle, and he's Randor's brother. Was that ever in any other lore or thing or whatever? Because the name Keldor popped up before, but I didn't know if they were ever related in any other like iteration.
No, that I'm not sure. I have no idea on that.
I don't know either. Like, but I didn't read the DC comic that I did read it, but so long ago, man.
I've been out on He-Man like so long. All I know is like the Revelation Revelation season that came back. Outside of like the old school, like I remember like, you know, what it looked like, but I don't remember any of like those crazy names and stuff and who was who.
Yeah, so like Keldor and Randor brothers and basically Skeletor, as we just call him there, he was basically the king's bastard son. from some other island or something, and you know, it just didn't go well for him. Like
sins of the father.
Yeah, it's kind of messed up. Like when y'all, in fact, you know what? I'm gonna just say this as PG as possible, y'all. If you, in fact, if you ever watch, if y'all ever watch, what you call it, Beowulf. I don't know if that was in the poem, but the one with Angelina Jolie, basically where the kings were making their own monsters. Yeah, this is basically what happened.
Wow.
Like he, because his wife, I guess, was like, she like, look, he ain't gonna never be accepted. Like, and the king, like his dad loved him. He was like, look, he is my son. Like, I want to keep him here. But it was like, you can't be keeping him. She, you know, I understand. You know, she was like, I don't really like him. I don't know if that was whatever, but he's like, yeah, it's his birthright, but you ain't got to do it. It's like, okay, you send him here, make him king. Or as a king, he basically, they basically say he can never be the king anyway because of the rule. And he's always going to be jealous of Randor. And then when Randor makes a kid, he's going to be the rightful heir. So he's just going to be there cheering you on from the sidelines. So he put him up, sent him back to this island of where his people was from. And then Hordak came and took him and like raised him, you know.
Now Hordak do look mad boss in this series too.
Man, Hordak,
they made everybody look kind of boss in this show.
Everybody's swole, like you know, even though like how in the '80s everybody was
Skeletor
swole,
was mad swole too.
He's still swole. Even Adam as skinny Adam in parts where it's like he's still ripped up, like he still look like a fitness. Like he can run like 13 miles. Like it's funny. Like they try to make him look weak. He just ain't got fat on him. He just
he's like you look at him.
He's
like,
still
nah,
kind of cut.
He's put together.
Like he's just you know he's just a he. Everybody else is super swole. He looks like the most fit civilian, which is still pretty swole. Like real like I would take what Adam is doing. Like it. Like I don't know why they just like it's this is funny. Like he's
they
still
trying to play him off like he's weak, and I'm like, nah, he's kind of
he's just smaller than all these other you know giants. That's all it is. Like he ain't little, but you know sometimes they I think it's a little inconsistent animation because sometimes they make him look smaller than Teela, but then he's actually taller than Teela, and he's actually you know even though she's a lady.
So He's skinny swole. He cardio
he's very,
swole.
He's very
yeah,
much
got,
cardio
he,
swole.
He got like a swimmer's athletic body. Or something like
exactly.
That.
I'm just like, he's stop swelled. It. Very swelled. I'm like, this dude swelled. Is not tiny. Like, he's not like pathetic. I'm like, but you know, they're trying to make him look like he gonna kill over at any moment sometimes. Like, nah, bro, he's swole. What are they doing? But,
well, you know it's funny because this animation has him looking smaller. The old animation had him looking exactly like He-Man, just like
yeah.
Well,
in purple draws. And it's well, like,
we know what they had.
Y'all wildin', man.
They had to, you know, they had to, you know, they saved them same animation cells and just probably slap color swap them real yeah. quick. And they changed the voice.
And they
got lazy with it.
But it's like, yo, your dad don't know, like, you just put on like a okay, so I don't want to. I'm keeping PG. You put on like a really, really manly outfit.
To be honest, I mean, to be fair, in the old animation, he did talk like he had a booming voice and echoed each time he talked. And he had a tan all of a sudden. So, I mean, I don't know. And maybe his dad just was stupid. So, I don't know. It was the 80s. But this animation, the dad got a lot to say. It actually has some, you know, like father-son moments. You know, spoilers, the king does die just because he was dying. They, you know, he just, it didn't even like he get shot or nothing. He died like they went to hell, tried to fight the friends, tried to get the friend's soul, and he died like right after. It was like, nah, my organs was being messed up. I ain't want to tell y'all. But they do kind of reset some things without being. They set up something that I didn't see in the first series. You might hear some scuttlebutt, if you will,
scuttlebutt.
Out in the ether. Yeah, I know. I like to throw that out there. You know, rest in peace to the scuttlebutt in New Orleans. I ain't gonna say no more. You look it up. But out there in Slidell. Yes, that is a place that actually existed out here, y'all. But I didn't know that Teela and He-Man or Adam/Adam liked each other. I think Kevin Spill felt some pressure to correct some things or some implied things. So that is a strong part of this 5-episode series. In fact, if I could spoil some more, they do wind up get together after they save the day. You know, they express their feelings. They kissed a couple times.
I mean, you gotta after you save the day, I mean, you gotta kiss. I mean, it's just like it's like par for the course.
And everybody was like,
it with your girl, you save the day. It's like, I mean, come on, you gotta do what you gotta do.
You know, and shout out to the king. Like, the king, like, look, man, I got a good life. I got a good woman. I just want you to do the same too, Adam. He was putting like that parental pressure on them. Like, look, we just want to see y'all get together. I don't care about this. Like, King Randall, like, look, man, I'm about to die. And holla at her, bro. But it's so many words.
Do it for the kids.
I mean, because parents know. Parents know, like, look, I don't want you to be 40, 50, 60 and have all this regret. Because I know what it's like. So why aren't you going to do what you're supposed to do now instead of doing all this little second guessing yourself?
Well, let me just say this.
Go get her.
If you choose to do so. I ain't putting no pressure on nobody out there in the world. That's up to you. I wanted to do that. Me and Mike wanted to do that. Mark wanted to do that. That's up to you out there, folks who listening. So I'm just saying, I just want to throw that out there. That don't mean you less than or nothing. I'm just saying what this show presented. You know we ain't conflate the two, the real world and all that. So I just want to throw that caveat out there. So no, I'm not trying to offend nobody. But anyway,
people that listen to this show aren't that stupid. You know what I'm saying? People that watch this show and listen to this show, they're smart. So we don't have to do caveats
Mike,
you know what I'm saying? Lord,
but this is
they
also
know.
This is also a shared show. I can't say with the Blurtish audience how smart they are.
Mm.
They listen to me after.
You heard that, y'all. That's what
they listen
y'all
to Mark. They listen to Mark.
They should listen to Mark.
He said they
Mark
should.
Mark has lived a wild life.
Oh, Lord.
Full of fun and baby debauchery.
Baby debauchery.
I don't even
just
know
a little
what that
debauchery.
Means.
Just a scotch.
Well, I had a whole bucket
not a
full
scotch.
I had a whole bucket full of debauchery. And it tasted great. But anyway, back to this cartoon. Back to this anime-ish cartoon. Long story short, it looks beautiful. The music is epic. Teela, on the flip side, though, they think they slick. Because they do say, you know, we know it's a Mattel production. They let you know. Mattel let you know before every episode. A Mattel production flashes up across the screen.
Yes, indeed.
Mattel, like,
look, we gonna do what we gotta do to get these coins.
They used every single iteration of Teela and He-Man in 5 episodes. And I mean every iteration, bro. They had the battle axe with the damage, with the armor flip thing, with the chest plate. They had
that.
That's version.
Funny.
Yes, that was like, oh, here, take this and make sure you activate it when you're in battle. Wink, wink. So you got that He-Man. Then you got, what other? You didn't get, you know, you got the regular He-Man. Then you got the He-Man with the sword with the big H across his chest. You even got prettier than normal He-Man, the sequel, but when it wasn't looking the same, when he was looking like, I don't know what he was looking like, Fabio? With the extra blonde hair pulled back and he wasn't his tan no more. The space
he
magic.
He said Fabio.
Yes, they had the Fabio space
but was,
magic.
Was he Dolph Lundgren as He-Man?
Almost. He had the long hair ponytail.
Yo, shouts to Dolph and shouts to that movie, man. That movie was cool.
Oh,
I mean, really? I haven't watched it recently.
So. Oh, word? That's when you remember it?
But when I was little, man, that movie was cool.
When it was on TBS.
That joint was on TBS. That's what we had, man. That's
hey,
why.
Y'all.
That's why when these movies come out now, I be like, yo, I'm happy because y'all don't remember the dark days. I remember the first Captain America.
Let
I ain't talking about the
date
first Avengers.
Myself. I saw that movie in the theaters when I was a kid in Chicago.
Mm. He know what's up, then. He know what's up for real.
He know he felt the pain. Oh, speaking
well, it
of
wasn't pain back then. Back then it was sweet.
Yeah.
it was the just, sweetest thing I had ever known.
He was like doo-doo-doo-doo, or whatever he was. He had that little piano or something.
Oh, even my goodness!
The little ugly troll that was in that movie appears in this show. They threw the whole kitchen sink
because he was supposed to be Orko.
They couldn't
make Orko, so they just had a little troll playing.
And they made him and Orko not like each other because they was like representing technology versus magic, so they worked together, blah, blah, blah. So you got both Orkos. You had Skeletor doing Hamlet, talking to himself. Mark Hamill, shout out. Like, first of all, y'all, bruh, just can we give a hand clap to Mark Hamill? Like, bruh, best, one of the best voices out there next to Keith David.
Mark Hamill, you're the best. Just,
like, he's Skeletor, he's the Joker.
The Riddle Doll.
I mean, this cast is stacked.
Like, this cast is ridiculous. And Teela got, you got Snake Teela, you got Super Barbarian, I don't know, Priestesses Teela, you got the Sorceress Teela. Snake Teela was cold, and you know, even Evil Lynn helped out. Like, basically, you got so many of the toys.
Do you have Teela from Suave House, though?
Oh, shut, yo, look. You must be used to all the finer things.
Yo, Ted, real talk? Why you mentioning it?
Infatuated with what, mud? What, man?
Look, before we go there, all I'm going to say is this. They definitely made Teela more glamorous. And shout out to Evil Lynn. She had the line that I'm never going to forget. I don't know how this is PG. This is PG. It was getting a little close. I don't know how it ain't PG-13. But she
Evil
was training.
Evil Lynn was bad in the first season. Well, I was like, hold on. They trying to flip this up. This ain't what the 80s was like.
Well, I'm going to say this. She says, and I quote, when she was training her, when she got her snake magic from this giant dragon, I don't know if he was a character in the old one. Y'all cross references. It was so much metal going on that my mind was going to explode. But she was like, you got to get your emotions in check, Teela, whatever. And then she's like, oh, you like He-Man, don't you? She's like, you know, he really want to holler at me. Like, and she said, I am the forbidden brute that lifts his loincloths. I kid you
Hold
not.
Up, what?
She said, I check each rating, each episode. Wow. This might happen. I was
he
like,
put it on captions with that.
I'm like,
wait,
yes.
She said, I am the forbidden fruit that raises his lawn,
no,
that lifts his
lawn cloth. And I'm like, did I hear that? And she was like, you know, and she was just like, you know, I just like, you know, we know you like him. That's why I had to message you. I was like,
wow.
Prince Adam is the only white man ever lifted my lawn cloth.
No. She said she lifted his lawn cloth because she was making Teela jealous while they was training, like to tick her off.
Wow.
She said that, so it's like,
I bet it worked too. I bet Teela put them hands on after that.
I mean, it was like a quick battle session. I don't know why. It was because she had got the snake power. That's why she became Snake Teela before she had to put all the things together. Y'all, it's like one big weird commercial of metal, sci-fi, kick butt, sorcery gone all wild, and it works. Like, it's
question,
not like it
did
makes
we
sense.
See did we get to see King Grayskull again or no?
For a brief second when they like restored heaven. Yeah, she like Lynn undid, like they fixed heaven. You know, they undid her mistakes. So yeah, everybody shot up. There was like, you know, you see a play up in heaven smiling, player. They gave you that shot, you know, King Grayskull in the middle.
Yeah, so that is a hard figure to find, boy.
I should have bought it when I had a chance. But, yeah, you got to see him fist up.
I mean, I'm sure it's on eBay now for like $400 or something. Like that.
You should have bought it when you had a chance.
But, yeah. But you did see some random black people through there, you know, getting taken over by the nanobots and stuff. And some bald dude who was like, you know, a seer or something. I don't know. So they had some black folk. And they had some, like, furry humanoids for the furries.
Which is
reason.
Also awesome.
Yeah.
There's a segment of people who I know who are going to be excited about that.
They definitely gave the furries some love.
Animal lovers abound.
Animal lovers.
Beastars. So that's all I'm going to say about that. Y'all go watch it. Y'all tell me what y'all think before it gets too weird. Sorry I mentioned furries, but shout out to them. And, you know, so I think it's shorter, so I can't say it's better than season one. I think it may give the people who cried about it so much, who gave Kevin Smith so much hell. It's like, look, y'all, it's still He-Man. It's still He-Man saved the day. It's called character building. And since this
goodness,
is animated,
man, it's a property that's almost 40 years old. It's IP that's like 40 some years old. Like if he could figure out a way to make it fresh, to make it pop, you know what I'm saying?
To be honest, and see, the people who complain are the people who obviously did not watch the one that came on. I doubt they watched the one that came on Cartoon Network. That was real intense for the time, for the early 2000s.
It really was.
That was like a anime, a real, even a little bit more anime at the time. It was like almost He-Man X, if you will. But I think they kind of call it that, like as his code name. But it was really kind of intense a little bit. But this was kind of, they can't pull from that because Kevin Smith had mentioned that they couldn't pull nothing from what happened in that series because legal rights. But as far as getting the style of it being anime, it even had like, dang on there, like a magical boy, magical girl transformation with Teela and He-Man. And they ascended to be in their prettiest final form. And just Skeletor and He-Man, it was getting there. It was very, dare I say, you know, I ain't gonna say DBZ-ish, but definitely JJK-ish. Just insanity. And Skeletor is whipping out magic guns. Cannons out of thin air and hands and stuff to, you know,
that's Hardax power.
Yeah, he pretty much had it all. So, you know, fun, quick watch. You can knock it out in a day, and you know, spare in quick time. So I pass the mic, and if you want to talk about anything else, y'all watch.
We done rocked out to
your boy He-Man for a good 30 minutes, but I got love for He-Man, so he cool with me.
Yeah, I'm eager to check it out.
So, all right, so then have we seen Metallic Rouge this week or no?
I haven't finished. I watched half of that episode. I went back.
Oh boy!
I know, man. Look, I was bouncing around, but like you can go and talk about it. I've seen enough. I watched the part where they had a little, where she had to hold down one of the knees and she met the doctor.
Bro, you miss mad. All right, look, you know what? I'll just say this real quick about Metallic Rouge. Let's see. When it comes to Metallic Rouge, this week we're finally opening up to more of the story, more about Immortal Nine, which is good. We're starting to get more into the relationship between Rouge and lost the name of the girl. Essentially, her handler.
It's not Charlotte, it's with a C, ain't it?
I can't remember her name. Someone in the comments will holler at me and let
the
me know.
The girl who was talking through the bird.
Yeah, and she got her bird back, so that's good. But we get to, you know, see more about the perspective of the life and lives of these different Neons. And I respect this episode. This episode did give me a chance to kind of like say, okay, there's something there, some meat on the bone. It's more than just epic music and fights.
I pretty much told you. I predicted that was gonna happen. They had to draw people like you in. They were like, we got to do this for Michael Nerso.
That's right. We gonna give him some fight scenes.
We just gonna jump into a fight, and then we gonna go and explain stuff.
That's right.
Not that we gonna get that every series. Don't do that. But we gonna do that just for Michael Nerso.
Thank you.
Young.
Thank you. I need some fights.
Is he going to complain about the next five series over the next couple of years that don't do this?
Best believe that.
Instead of giving it the Ninja Sama 3 that we asked for him to do. But that's okay. They did it for you. And we go. That's why we're going to keep reviewing it. That's why Mike is invested now.
Man, look, you know I'm hyped. You know I'm hyped for this. So,
doesn't do senseless violence?
You know what I'm saying? We got to start with the violence, then we get busy. All right. I guess I'll remark a little bit real quick on Undead Unluck. I'll say this: Undead Unluck, just like Metallic Rouge. Now you're getting there. Oh yeah, we it's getting real. You know what I'm saying? It's just got real in a very, very good way. I'm excited about what we got coming next. This is the first episode this season that had me like, oh, hold up. Y'all gonna stop right here? Man, look, they got me hyped. I'm ready. It's about to get real. We've laid down the gauntlet. We have drawn a line in the sand. That's what I'm talking about.
They do that every episode. Almost.
Oh, no, they don't. Not like this one.
See, so I saw a little clip. I mean, I think I saw more of Jui's perspective, ain't it?
I ain't saying nothing because you ain't watched. So leave it at that. But okay. You know what I'm saying?
Did I guess anything right last time that this is her perspective, right?
Nah, this is not for her perspective. But unfortunately, guys, the Neurosoul Studios right now are being hailed by the mothership. So I'm gonna throw it over to Mark Dub, part man, part thug, for final thoughts where they can find you.
Hey,
you know what?
Don't be like that. Don't be like that, Coop. You ain't watched nothing this weekend.
I watched a lot. I get to talk about the stuff I watched other than He-Man. As far as the regular anime,
you did get to extrapolate.
I'm joking, bro. I ain't gonna hold it up.
Hey, to a degree where I will be watching He-Man. Like I forgot about it, and I was like, no, I need to get on that one. It sounds like I'm going to enjoy it.
I will like shot everything else I watched.
I got started on Metallic Rouge. I am also... I'm trying to jump on Animusha. I got to make the time. I just want to see what it is. I feel like it might be good, like... what's her name? Blue Star Ninja? Blue-Eyed Ninja.
Keep going.
Blue Eye Samurai.
Well, I don't want to give anything away. I'll let you watch an episode or two first.
Okay. And of course I'm on that Undead Unluck. I didn't watch the latest episode. Not the latest. So I will be catching up and I'll be ready upon the next one. I always say that. I'm getting there, I'm telling you. Y'all, I'm Mark Dub 44 on the Twitter, on the Twitter X. I'm Mark Dub on IG. And I'm Mark Dub in the streets. I got something funny coming out very soon. Y'all will see. I'ma post. Y'all come check me out.
Yo, man, all you gotta do is go and hit me with that link so we can go in and share it.
Will do.
Alright, well, Mr. Coop, what else you been watching? What's your final thoughts, man? You been talking about manga and anything offline? What's up with you?
So, real quick, Marshall, we're still in the second stage of the exam. Of course, he's always going to solve his problems with muscles and different things, but they had to like escape from a maze and find the key. So, the major players are popping up again. Everybody from Team Mash made it. A lot more crazier foes. You know how anime battle stuff going. You'd be like, who is that? Like, we ain't never see that character. Oh yeah, I was in this dorm waiting for you all the time. So he got to slap around some more pompous people coming up very, very soon. So that's where we at into the next transition of that stage. I love this arc. I did try, of course, Mr. Villain's Day Off. Just more dopeness, more good coziness, good vibe. What else did I watch? I need to finish Metallica. Oh, Delicious in Dungeon. I'm gonna just go a little bit into that. They actually, speaking of shows, kind of dropping more of the lore. As we find our adventures, of course, in this dungeon. Man, this episode was really touching. I see why it gets its TVMA rating now. They show you getting gorged in the back and with speared in the chest. They do not care about deaths. People can get revived if you have a healer and they do the other weird stuff. I guess they do in RPGs. But you can die in this world. And people do get got. like the orcs came through and the dwarf is really like, he almost like takes care of this dungeon in certain ways, kind of like he's really a man living off the land, as we joked about, you know, the Cajuns last week, but he kind of does do that. The man even know how to farm off of like dirt golems, and he just show people how to, you know, do these different things. But the secret of the castle is, I guess, whoever defeats this dungeon gets to become the king of the land and maybe get some powers or something. And the orc was like basically talking to the paladin. He's like, I hate humans and all you humanoid people who drove us down under this dungeon. So y'all ain't gonna find y'all our secret lair down here. So we just wanna be left alone. He said, that's why we kill humans. But he like, I'm cool with this dwarf because we trade vegetables and fruits and things we need to survive. And he's like, the red dragon who has eaten the night sister. Which, it's funny, in anime time, she should be digested by the time they get there, but I'm sure she's still going to be in the stomach. I don't know how that's going to work out.
She be all right.
But that's the whole purpose of this. You know, that's why they can't keep going out of the dungeon. They got to keep going and going to get to his sister. So that's why they eating all the monsters. But so it just sets up a little more world building of how it ain't all for jokes. You know, the orcs and the elves got into it, and you know, it's kind of like people do need to see eye to eye and some things in the middle, but it's like, who is in the wrong? You never know. They both kind of have slaughtered each other, and you know, the elf girl, you know, being European pretty, but she was like, you know, y'all just slaughtering this and that. It's like, but y'all, you know, did this to us, whatever. But they just like, look, man, we'll work together on this. We'll thank y'all for cooking this food. I'm gonna let y'all slide. Don't worry about trying to find my village or we gonna have problems. So that was kind of like, you know, they were like, we okay, because this dwarf dude you with, he a good dude. Like, our family is starving because this red dragon is destroying the eco balance of this dungeon with the different monsters. So, you know, the big dog move, everybody else gotta move. So things are a little uneased. So the stuff that the dwarf actually does kind of keeps some peace in there to not make this just go absolutely nuts. Because basically, as more monsters come up to the floors or whatever, they're going to eventually spill out. But it's not about keeping them in, but it's just, it needs some order to it. So, you know, very good last two episodes of Delicious in the Dungeon. I highly recommend it. And of course, I still have my Slice of Life to go. And I need to catch up on, of course, Metallic Rouge and Undead Unluck, so I can give y'all a proper review next week and I don't let Mike down.
Oh, boy. So where can they find you at then?
You can find me at Blurred Period ISH on IG, Keith Cooper on Facebook. Go to the Facebook page. Of course, go to www.blerd-ish.com. Just did Art Night, first table of the year. It was a great success. Got maybe a pop-up coming up this week. If you're in Baton Rouge, you better catch me at Classic Vinyls. And, of course, coming up in the future, February 24th, I'll be at the Livingston Library Comic-Con from 10 to 3.
Man, that's what's up. He out there doing it for y'all. You know what I'm saying? Y'all better recognize how important this man is to the game.
Yeah, Jason. So, we hate.
Quit all that hate.
But for real though, I just want to say this. I know Jason is a laugh riot, ha ha ha, to Jason. Yeah, so droll. But I really was like, you know, some of his idiotic peers probably be like, yeah, I ain't giving Keith Cooper no props. I'd be like, what is this man posting on my page? Yes, Jason, some of your people don't know reality. Better give me my props, goddammit. But anyway.
Anyway, look, love all y'all. NERD, SOUL, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, podcast, all that jazz. And until the next time that you have to defend yourself from a whole bunch of people from Subternia or Eternia or Praeternia or Topternia or Belowternia or Mid-Eternia, it's from us to you just saying peace.
Man, I want to be swole like King Grayskull smiling down from heaven one day.